Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can never know what it's like.
Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold, lonely night that shines from you. You will wind up like the wreck you hide. Behind that mask you use.
Don't you know I'm still standing
better than I did.
Looking like a true survivor.
Feeling like a little kid.
I'm still standing
after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah.
I don't know why we did that.
That was totally unplanned. Al just opened with that, and I went with it. I was like, "Yo, let's fucking go."
So that was not planned.
No.
Wait, Al hasn't even introduced us.
No, but it was like one of the most beautiful.
We are guest stars.
We sure are.
We need to be introduced.
It's my damn show.
We are guest stars, Al. But everyone knows I'm more famous than you are. Come on, wow. I have more Instagram followers.
I guess Lauren's here.
I get paid more. I get more Instagram followers. My influencer content is just. There's no competition. I'm more famous.
Wow.
Cheers.
Aging like a fine wine. Mom's here.
Hey.
Lauren's here.
It's not about you guys, actually. It's about your mom.
Chelly's here.
Hi, guys.
Big, big, big special guest. Uncle Jamie is here.
I am.
All the way from Shy City.
All the way from Shy City Town.
In the fresh.
Did you mean that?
I did.
Fresh?
Fresh.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
I
am in the fresh, y'all.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I do like it. I like all of it. Mom's birthday.
Yes, on Monday.
That's what brings everyone here.
Yes.
You're the big 60.
60. Sensational 60 is the way I plan on being. Okay. Sensational 60s.
We talked about this.
We did.
I made a bit of a risky joke in the kitchen before about mom and dad having birthday sex, and it went over horribly.
I wasn't there for that.
No, you were. No,
we were all there. I think we just chose to ignore it.
It was really weird.
I ignored it that definitely.
It was pretty weird. And on top of that, if dad was there, he'd be like, all right.
He would have embellished on it.
He would have been at it. She don't know what she's in for.
So when you have, let's just take it away that it's
don't
my
do
sister.
It. Don't do it.
Come on, don't do it.
Hold on.
I'm not about that. Nope. I don't talk about that with my kids.
Yeah, but okay, fine. Let's take you out of the equation.
Before, in the car, Uncle Jamie asked me if I pork. And I said, I'm not going to talk. First of all, no one but the Larita siblings refer to sex as pork, number one.
Did I have my hand?
We were very close in the car because my grandma was in the front seat. My mom was driving.
Grandma was in the car when you asked this?
Yeah, yeah. No. And he was so close. And I said, you're so close to me. And he said, so he put his arm around me and he touched my little titty. And then.
Like only like an uncle would.
And then, only like an uncle would, you know.
No, see, this is why she has no filter.
Oh, she snorted. Oh, no. It's all bad.
People love me because I'm raw. I'm real. I'm relatable.
What is going on?
She's wearing a bowling shirt.
He touched my boob, and he's my gay uncle. So like it was like okay, it wasn't like you know weird uncle boob touch.
That doesn't narrow it down.
So then he went. And he's like, was that weird? And I was like, no, not really. But it's fine. You just touched my boob, and he's like, yeah. He's like, well, how would it be if I softly kissed you
on your ear? If I kissed your ear softly, would that make it weird? Happy
but
birthday.
The truth is, the weirdest part of all of it is that because of Marky's car seat, we were sitting so close and his body was radiating so much heat. So the whole left side of my body was just so warm and muggy and uncomfortable. Lauren, and I wish it never happened.
Where did porking come into play, though?
Oh, he was like, are you going to get pregnant again? I'm like, no, I don't think so. Like, I don't think like we want to have any more kids or whatever. I'm not sure. And he was like, well, you need to have the penis inside of you to get pregnant. And I was
not
like,
true.
Okay. And then he goes,
not what I said.
And then he goes, do you pork?
That's what I said.
And I said, only the only people I ever heard in my life use the term pork is my mother and her siblings.
I don't use the term
Ma,
pork.
Ma, you use the term pork.
I have never heard your Thank mom you. Use that it's term.
Not, no, no, no. With her siblings, she used the word pork.
I know what they mean. I'm like, okay. Why pork? Franny uses it all the
time. Did that come from
That's
something?
That's a great question. Why,
well,
why pork?
Okay, so
if Franny uses it all the time.
Call it something else.
No, but you know what? Vito, chicken? Vito and his not family using the term pork as people that own a pork store would make some sense.
No, 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 no. This is different. The Larita siblings would always say...
Yeah, always, since a young age.
Oh, well, I porked him, or, oh, pork.
They porked.
The Larita siblings always use the term pork. And after you said it today, I've never heard it before in my life.
I don't think I've said it in years, actually. But you know what? I think it's because it's like a piggy thing, maybe? Maybe it's like actual pork, meaning like a pig.
Don't try to explain it.
I have no idea.
It is what it is.
A lot of people say pork.
Listen, we also say Chucky. And guess what? I am proud that Marky also refers to her vagina as a Chucky.
We're going to leave that out.
I am.
Somebody edit this.
Right leave my niece
Albie's whole, already writing
none
down
of this
cuts
will ever
for
make
this.
The sound at the air. It's all
It'll
being
be fine.
Okay, great.
Can I read a question?
Okay.
I think before we read a question, we need to talk about what's going on this week.
So mom's birthday is here, and
so we planned a huge surprise party, which she didn't want. But then after we told her about it, because it wasn't a surprise anymore, she was secretly excited about it. But she doesn't know how to show emotion, so she didn't want to tell us she was excited about it. But we knew that she was. It was outside. It was beautiful. Me, my brothers, we all chipped in. And we spent all kinds of money, right?
Ridiculous
I'm very
money. Upset.
But we did because my mom has, fun fact, there has never been a party for my mother ever since.
True story.
Really?
Since probably never. You've been married.
Since probably your wedding. I strongly.
Oh, no.
We have never. What, cake on a Sunday, maybe?
Never
That's
had
it.
A party.
There has
what
never
do you
been a
party
for my mother party. Since at
People
least for as long as I can remember.
There was a party. I can think of
have
two or three.
Have we had a birthday party
I can think
or
of
a
two
party
or
in
three.
Mom's honor?
Okay. Two or three parties,
when?
Okay, that were down the shore at shore houses.
Yeah, okay, those don't count.
Sunday
we were
party.
Down the shore.
No. She's talking about DJ.
No, I'm talking about
a party in your honor.
A party in her honor. Not, hey guys, it's mom's birthday. Come over and let's get drunk and make her cook and clean.
So what do you typically do for all of her birthdays?
Cake
well,
on Sunday.
Usually we're down the shore. We're on vacation.
Same as everybody.
Right. Usually we're on vacation and we just celebrate on vacation with whoever's there. But this year I said to my dad, she's going to be 60. She says she doesn't want a party, but I really feel like we should throw it. And he's like, no, we don't have to do that. And I'm like, well, like, think about it. Have you ever thrown her a party? And he was like, holy shit. I have never thrown her. She's never had a party since our wedding. There has been no birthday party for her ever. No surprise party, like nothing. And I'm like, so let's do it. We're going to do a big party. So we get a tent. I invite a bunch of people and I make sure to invite only the people that like she would really enjoy being there. And no one she like, you know, I didn't want it to like at the front on anybody like a weird, you know. So I said, let's do it and let's do it right. So we get a tent and me and my brothers chip in. We get this amazing mixologist, an amazing live music person, a DJ, everything. Uncle Jamie flies in from Chicago. We have old producers flying in from LA. Like, people that she just truly loves over the years of her life. And then Hurricane Henry decided to invite himself.
Mm-hmm.
Henri.
And
I love the way you added that in.
More than half the people aren't coming.
We had to scale it down because
a lot of people started back out. And then COVID went on the rise.
Right.
So to go inside, we said, oh, we can't do this because of COVID and inside it's irresponsible.
Lauren, can I interject?
Now it's just a fancy Sunday dinner.
Can I interject? Did you threaten any other guests about coming?
She did threaten. Lauren told me what she, Jamie and my brother-in-law,
I
didn't Rich.
I threatened you.
Yes, you did. My brother-in-law, Rich, is a school
teacher.
I
laid down my dick.
My brother-in-law, Rich, is a school teacher. He has to be in school working by Tuesday, Jamie? Tuesday, correct?
Correct.
So Jamie
I'm still
was
laughing at laying
Jamie
down.
Was in charge of all the decor and everything for the party.
Well.
Right?
No. So here's what happened. I was doing everything.
It was a collaborative.
I was doing everything. Candace was also in on it with me.
Right.
So Candace, I am not creative. I am more just, you tell me what to do and I will just do it. I can make anything. I could create anything, but I am not creative.
Not a visionary.
I don't have the vision.
I don't get to talk much when
so
Lauren's
Candace
on the show.
So Candace was the vision here. So Candace was the one that we went to the store, we bought everything, and she was going to put it all together. But then I spoke to Uncle Jamie, and Uncle Jamie is not only more creative than me or Candace, my mom, or anybody in the family, he is... He has this creativity that we couldn't even fathom. So I basically said, okay, so you're flying in, you're coming. Just tell me what to get and just put everything together when you get here.
She did say that. That's so, all true.
And I said, if you're actually going to come, because he, of course, wasn't going to allow it to not, if he was going to be here, he wasn't going to allow it to not be spectacular. So I said, okay, so I will give you all the creativity. Go ahead, do whatever the fuck you want to do. Because of Hurricane Henry, he almost backed out. And I had heard this through the grapevine.
Well, what she said was, I got a series of texts. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like talking to her about the process of potentially what was happening. And she said, are you greasing me here and warming me up for the cancellation?
And
I'll read the text.
No, it's fine. And then I said to him, and listen.
When I read that, I go, ooh, she's good.
I knew.
I was like, she's good.
Now, they were saying, yeah, but for the last two or three days, Uncle Jamie and Rich, or his husband, were like, well, the weather is going to be like this, and this is happening. I'm not fucking stupid. You guys are seasoning me for the back out. And so finally I said to him, listen, I'm just letting you know that this, at first, last week it was 30%. Possibility of it storming, and then all of a sudden it's 100%. So I'm just letting you know that if you don't come, I'm going to just cancel the party altogether. So he's like, you can't put that on me, you can't, you know, that's not fair. And I'm like, the only reason I'm saying that is because I was gonna go simple with the decor. I was gonna do what was in mine and Candace's wheelhouse. That's what I was gonna do. But he says, get tissue paper so we can make fucking flowers. Now I got $300 worth of tissue paper with nothing
to
do.
Yeah,
we were to do all kinds of stuff.
Lauren, may I interject?
So he said, okay, and then he came.
It's my show. My name's on the show. May I interject? You brought up seasoning.
Chris's name is also on the show, and he's never on.
His name's literally not on the show.
Yes, it is.
Is his name Dear?
No, it's Dear Albie and by Chris Albie and Chris Manzo.
That's a different thing. Like,
no, it is. Wow.
That's the author part of it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Is Chris an author?
Well, actually, yes. But here's the thing. You brought up seasoning. You also brought up porking. Vito is in the deli. If Vito one time were to say to you, before we pork, I'd like to season you, okay? Would you be weirded out, open to it, and what kind of seasoning would you like to be covered with?
My father listens to this podcast, and it's an extremely disrespectful question.
Would you like
for you to
what
ask?
What would you like to be seasoned with? Would it be a breadcrumb? I would suggest a peppercorn.
If I had to be seasoned in general as a piece of
meat,
chicken. So as a piece of chicken.
No, you're a piece of pork.
A piece of pork.
Yeah.
I would like to suggest a dry rub as a chef.
I personally would go with a mixture of Italian and panko and throw a little bit of my own seasoning in there.
Okay.
Oh. Blend it.
Make a little paprika.
Milk.
Smoked.
Season. Mm. Egg. Season. Fry that bitch.
And therein lies your answer.
Oh, my God.
See how
okay.
Lauren likes it.
I am grossed out right now. Uncle Jay, have you listened to the show before?
I have.
Okay. All right. So you know what the deal is?
I have.
I've never listened to the show.
I have.
You never listened to the show?
I've never listened. There even sometimes I see Candace post like teasers like, oh, listen to this. And I'm like, nah, I'm curious, but I never listen.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, basically, people write in and they ask us questions. Chell wanted to ask a question. I haven't read this, so I have no idea what it says. But please, go ahead, rock that shit.
What's up, guys? So we all shop online, and we've seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. And manage your shopping on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for the coupons it can find for that site. If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. I've done this. I did this with pizza. No joke. Legit. Saving money on pizza. Dough, cheese, less money. That's it. Those are all the ingredients to that situation. And it was delicious. Even more delicious. Okay. Also, you know, I've talked about this a lot. I actually do get some of the podcast equipment using Honey. I've saved a ton of money on, you know, everything from the headphones. I've even gotten microphones and stuff off there. I saved about $15, as a matter of fact, on the headphones I'm wearing right now, on my ears. Boom. So there you go. They're helping me help you. So Honey has found over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. So if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free. Installs in just a few seconds, and by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/pineapple. That's joinhoney.com/pineapple. Back to the show.
Dear Albie, I have a crazy mother-in-law. She's lazy, asks for money so much that it comes out to be about $1,000 a week, always getting herself into stupid situations, and on top of that, she is a straight-up hoarder and is not clean at all. I'm 7 months pregnant, and recently she asked me to take her to the store so she could get Dawn dish soap because her dog has fleas. I'm sorry, I'm not a vet, but I kinda don't want to be around her if her dog has fleas. Maybe I'm crazy. Even more recently, she has informed me that she has had tapeworms, in caps, in her stool for about 6 months.
Nice.
I personally want a doctor's note stating that she is clear of worms and fleas before she is even near my baby or me. My husband thinks I'm being rude and I should just let it be. Am I being a psycho bitch? Sent from my iPhone. Absolutely. I don't know if I was supposed to be sent from my iPhone.
Is her mother-in-law a cocker spaniel?
Lauren's intently reading this as if that was a fake question. She can't even believe. She can't even believe it's a real thing. That's the type of shit we get here, man. Well, I mean, and is a shit.
The subject line is dirty MIL, which I'm assuming is mother-in-law.
I've never had. Have any of you guys had a tapeworm?
I have not.
Wait a minute. I don't know that.
Tapeworms are apparently great for the diet.
But how is that, not contagious? No, like, what is she?
You ever look
about?
Up at the picture of a tapeworm?
I think sent from my iPhone's being a bitch.
No, she's not. Lauren.
Yeah, sent from my iPhone, not for nothing. Sent from my iPhone. But
I can't even believe she's taking this position.
Me neither.
Here's my problem with it.
I'm so
first
intrigued.
Of all, would I also think that it was filthy and not want to make it around her? Of course. But the reason for it wouldn't be tapeworms and fleas for your dog. It would be like, okay, come to my house, make sure you're fucking showered and clean, and that's it.
Lauren,
but like, I'm not gonna let you go to her house.
Is the dog
the mother has tapeworms?
Yeah, the tapeworms are the mom,
not the dog. The mother.
But no, maybe
the mother
not.
Has
no,
tapeworm
the mother
and the dog
has tapeworm
has
and the dog has fleas.
Okay, so you don't think the mother has fleas as well?
I would love some tapeworm right now. I'd take the fuck out of tapeworm. I would.
You know what you can do? That. That's the thing.
You should buy
no,
that.
No, no, no.
You get skinny with a
there's
tapeworm.
There's a place you can go that'll just hand you a tapeworm to swallow.
Tape me the worm.
And do you know that whole, it goes
did
in.
You say tape
it,
me
have you ever
worm?
Seen the teeth of a tapeworm? Yeah. You guys ever seen that?
No.
You ever
I'll
seen
take
the tapeworm?
Tapeworm?
You ever seen an image of a tapeworm?
I don't care. I'll take it.
I had ringworm
as a
child.
Is it
going to
make me skinny? Y/N. Yes or no? It can make you skinny.
I'd rather see the fleshlight picture, not the tapeworm
I'm
picture.
Dying to see the teeth.
A tapeworm is gross, man.
Is it painful?
First of all, this is how big a tapeworm can get. I'm going to show you guys.
Massive.
It looks like a long piece of pappardelle.
Okay, no, don't tell me. Don't
maybe not
pasta.
Maybe not
I
a pappardelle so
much.
No. No, fettuccine.
Yeah,
guys, fettuccine.
Guys, you're ruining pasta.
What does a tapeworm do to a human?
Now, this is the mouth of a tapeworm, Lauren. Are you ready for this?
Tapeworm cause health
Lauren,
problems around the world and even kill.
That's what a tapeworm looks like.
What the hell?
That's how they latch on.
That looks like from...
Since they rob off the nutrients, block our intestines, and take up space organs that stop them from functioning normally. A tapeworm cyst can settle... Okay, I don't want a tapeworm.
I'm confused, though. Is a tapeworm contagious? Is that what she's worried about?
It's just a matter of that she just... If you're that irresponsible, okay, our that your house is filthy, contagious. Your dog has fleas, you have a tapeworm, I'm not letting you around my infant child.
Yeah, something's up.
How did these dirty people take ownership of this podcast when it's really about Caroline's birthday?
If this infected poop gets into soil or water, it can infect other people or animals. So unless you drink someone's shit, you're not going to get their tapeworm.
It doesn't matter. It's just a matter of how you keep yourself. And that tells me how you respect yourself. It's a matter of self-respect, and are you going to bring it on to other people? You are not going to be around my infant.
Let's be clear. We are here to do a job. So, Uncle Jay, I ask you.
Thank you.
She wants a doctor's note stating the dog, it is the dog, is clear of worms and fleas before she is even near her or her baby. The dog.
That makes sense.
My husband thinks I'm being rude, and I should just let it be. Am I being a psycho bitch?
No, you're being reasonable. Okay, you're not asking her, you know, to change her lifestyle to, oh, I don't like the way you cook. I don't like the way your home is decorated. It's cleanliness, and you're talking about an infant. Okay, you're not being unreasonable.
I'm gonna say that this person, in my opinion, Al, I think she really can't stand her mother-in-law.
She definitely looks like she can't stand her mother-in-law, but I got to be honest.
She's just looking for reasons to get her.
Yeah, but like, what do you got to bring the
dog
around?
That's a genuine reason.
Hold on, though. What do you got to bring the dog around for?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Me and Chelsea are ordering Taco Bell on DoorDash. Does anyone want anything?
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
Carolyn mentioned White Castle.
Listen.
Can't stop thinking
Albie
about
it. Sushi isn't open.
I got to bring this up.
Sushi's not open. Just so you know, I'm going to get... I used to love the Cheesy Gordita Crunch, but then we had a Taco Supreme. Do you want a chalupa or something?
I'll take whatever. I'm not going to lie. I haven't had Taco Bell in a long time.
All right, you got to have the Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Wait,
you got to try
the chicken
whatever's
on the chalupa. Outside.
Chicken on the outside? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Is there a chicken taco?
How do you go
that's a chicken chalupa. But it's...
How do you go from tapeworm to tacos
than a minute? Listen to me. Listen to me, all of you. All of you people right here on this side of the table.
Hey, just my daughter, Lauren.
And Chelsea, and not my Chelsea, these two. You need to just circle back, and talk about what we need to talk about.
People love me.
You've completely lost control of this.
You know what,
podcast.
Though? That's what they like.
Al, would you agree with me?
Lauren does tend to be a little... this is my show.
Yeah.
And what Lauren what the community doesn't know, that we actually, Lauren liked to do that so much that she was like, all right, fine, I'll do a podcast with Greg. And then they came down, they chose to do a podcast, and they were like, oh.
Because Greg wasn't into it.
Dear Albie.
What'd you get?
Here's a good one.
Who else wants something from Taco Bell?
Lauren, do the show? You wanted this. You wanted this.
Did I read the question?
You
did great. You did great. Lauren, I thought it was Taka. Not Taco Bell. I thought it was Taka, not Taco.
Told you sushi was closed, okay? My love.
Now, listen, since it's Taka, I'll do a Doritos Tacos Locos, okay? Yeah, give me like 8 of those. But like otherwise, leave me alone.
I've been snorting a lot in my old age.
Oh, do some mac and cheese. I got some mac and cheese, love.
What? No, they don't have that at Taco Bell.
Do they got nachos?
Yeah, I got those already.
Chips and beans?
Oh,
you don't even like beans.
Ma, what do you want? I know you want something, you bitch.
I don't want anything.
You stupid bitch.
Lauren, it's her birthday.
And let's talk about how it's mom's birthday.
Albie, read the question.
Dear Albie, this was big because we have a new sponsor. It's my favorite ad I like to read. It is a sex toy.
Oh, my God. I just got offered a huge amount of money for a sex toy. I said no. Power to you, bro.
I said yes. And our sex toy is great because it fits under your labia. Dame products. And Dame has sent these products to Jules and Candace, and they put me on the group text about Candace being very upset that her vibrator hadn't shown up yet. And Jules was like...
Which explains a lot about her life. Right?
Jules was like... And you have to meet Jules if you haven't met Jules. It was like,
I get in the address, what's going on? And mine didn't show up yet either. Now they were late on sending the thing. But they seemed very, very highly in anticipation of their sex toys, which really bugged me out because I was pretty pissed off that they put me on the text. I don't need to be on the text, okay?
Why were you mad?
Because I don't have a labia.
That's exactly what I thought.
So there you go.
It's a clitoris.
Okay, anyway, this came in and this was a good thing. Because it made it make sense. Lauren, I'm wondering what you would think in this type of a situation. Or Mom, you chime in. Dear Albie, I recently started a new job and I'm really loving it. I have one issue and I don't quite know how to handle it. Last week, my boss asked me to go into her office and grab a file out of her desk drawer. No problem, I said. I go into her office, open the drawer. I see the file and on top of the file is a giant pink dildo. I pause and I don't know what to do. Should I grab the file? Do I keep going? Do I leave it? Anyway, I grab the file because that's what I was told to do. I bring it to her. I bring it to her in her meeting, and I go to my desk. Now I'm sitting there thinking: is this a setup? Did she want me to see this device, or was this a sick accident? I don't know how to look at her in the face without thinking about this toy. Part of me thinks she wanted me to see it. How do I go forward in this job with this woman without mentioning this at all? Do I pretend this didn't happen? Please help. Signed. I found a dildo in Vermont.
I'm sorry. Hello?
You're asking Caroline? What's her opinion?
Well, I mean, I didn't make you jump in first.
Listen, you go like you never saw it. Here's the file, boss. Here you go. And then see what happens if there's another episode.
You don't just have a pink dildo on file.
Listen, on files. Maybe she forgot about it. Maybe she just threw it in there. Maybe it was in a purse and she threw it in the drawer and she forgot
about
it.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a difference between a dildo in a place where it shouldn't be, like a file cabinet, okay? And a dildo in a logical place that you stumble on. Lauren stumbled on a dildo in this house.
To each his own.
Yeah, I did.
Perhaps it was a gift.
It was called the rabbit, I think it was called.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, the rabbit. I did.
Won't mention names.
We were moving out at a certain aunt and uncle of mine. They were living with us at the time. And I found their rabbit. And I was like, oh my God, look. I opened the box to my best friend, and we were like, oh my God, it's a little pink bunny rabbit. I remember that.
Honestly, you were like, no.
It's a memory for
no,
me.
No,
bro.
You said, oh my God, look at this statue.
No, I think
look
I
at
was
this toothbrush.
She no, I literally was like,
she
oh
called
my
it
God,
a statue. A statue of
honestly,
a rabbit.
Honestly, Al, I totally forgot that memory, and now I feel a little violated.
But here's the thing. If you're a new employee, and it just was, keep it to yourself. Put it in your back pocket. See what happens.
Literally,
if it happens again.
Like cop the dildo.
No, see if it happens again. I wouldn't read too much into it right now. She may have forgotten it was there. I don't think it was any kind of innuendo or anything like that at this point in the game. But just little did you know? And just let it go for now. No need to make anything out of it. She wasn't suggestive towards you. She wasn't any of that.
Okay.
I agree.
I agree with that as a take on it. But as me as a person, I would feel like obliged to take it out and give it to her and say, "You left something in your cabinet that shouldn't be in there for employees to see. Way to rock out, boss." Mm. I would pull it out and be
she's
like,
"She's a brand new employee, though. She doesn't have that."
But then maybe the boss would have been like, "Oh, she's cool."
Mm.
You know,
or
what I mean?
She would have been like, "What are you doing?" So you got to feel the situation
out. Well, she's protecting.
Out.
Like, boss, I don't want to. Like, in other words, like, okay, I'm cool. Here's your vibrator that's in the cabinet. I don't want other people to see it, but you may
want to. Yeah, I got news for you, though. Thinking about the female anatomy in general, and maybe I don't know much, I feel like having a sex toy at work is going a step too far. Why is it in the file cabinet to begin with?
Good point.
I feel like you also don't just lose something like that. Like, you definitely know where it is. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that's such a personal thing. You know where that is at all times, especially
boss,
in your workplace, if you have one in your
workplace. If your boss is telling you that, your boss is saying, I want you to see that.
Right.
Right, but you don't know that, so let it lie.
Well, what does it do?
See if there's a second opportunity where, and then you say,
second opportunity?
What are you going to pretend? You don't see it?
Yeah, or you're going to say,
as a new employee and everything, you don't want to embarrass your boss.
Did you have to move it to grab whatever they asked you to grab, too? Like, that's a
why
personal thing.
Why the file
thing.
It's a fucking file cabinet.
I would just let it go. For the first time, and if it happens again, then you know there's a message being sent.
Okay, I feel like you would gain trust in this boss immediately if she thought, oh, wow, you're really, aware. Like, oh, you found my dildo.
Maybe
you.
It's also, too, like, where are you working? Are you working at, like...
No, a place that has files. But here's the thing.
No, but, like, what's the office environment?
But
is everybody really close and open? Is it very,
How about this, okay? Rule one, okay? If you got a dildo, don't bring it to work. That's first, okay? That's the first thing.
That was good.
I'm just saying. I had, you know.
True.
Lauren.
But you don't know, here's the thing. You don't know the circumstance under which it got there. You don't know.
What?
Jeez. Like a gag gift, maybe.
It could What's be a million man? Different things.
Who knows?
So there are a lot of unanswered questions. So until you do your due diligence and figure shit out,
I think I would. I think knowing me, I would see it and I would be obligated to say, "Here's your file, and this also was in there. Do you want other people to see that?"
But here's my thing: I don't feel she has that comfort level with the boss yet.
But it's strategy. She could be like, Here's something that was in your, and I wouldn't want other people to know about this, but here, and then.
But then,
like,
are you a Karen at that point?
I don't know. Title solid. It's all how you play it.
Are you a Karen at that point?
It's all how you play it.
Excuse me, what is this doing in the workplace? You know, and your boss will go, "Fuck off." That's what she, because it's in the drawer. That's why. She might do that. Let it go. No harm, no foul. Let it go, and if it happens again, then you know she's sending you a message.
I didn't hear Lauren's opinion on this.
I didn't even listen to the question.
Perfect.
She's ordering Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Yeah, the other place is closed.
Taco Bell.
Chelsea, what would you do?
A part of me is, I don't know, my workplace. I'm starting to get really close with some of my administration and my staff members, so I feel like a part of me would be like, make a joke out of it.
But you have a,
but at the same time, I also work in a school, so if you have a dildo in a school, like, there's something fucked up about you. So I think it's just, that's why I asked, like, where's the work environment? Like, if it's in a school, that's really messed up.
Yeah.
But if it's in, like, an office where you work for, like, Google or, like, I don't know, like, Facebook and everybody's, like, young and hip and it's not a weird thing, I don't know, maybe it might be a little different. So
I would
think,
be like, oh, is it cool to bring your dildo to work day? Because it's, like, obviously, it's, like, in your file cabinet.
But
so. Like,
you don't want to embarrass her. You're new to the workplace, okay? Just let it lie.
Yeah.
Let
I think, okay, I agree with you. First time, let it lie.
And if the boss
who is using a dildo at work?
Who knows? But if the boss...
How stressful is that?
Maybe it was her person. She was going out.
Why would you bring it to work?
Maybe somebody sent it to her as a joke. Maybe she had it in luggage. You don't know the story. That's my point. You don't know. You don't know how it got there or why. Maybe maybe it was a joke and she just threw it in the desk drawer. Maybe she forgot it was there. So you don't want to embarrass her.
Or maybe
her.
Somebody put it there as a prank in the office. Well, like,
you
maybe.
Right. You don't want to embarrass her. Listen. Give her the opportunity. You're playing it cool. You don't want to embarrass her. If there's a second time, then she's sending you a message.
Yeah. If I had dildos, which I don't. If I did, though, I would know where they were.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of know where they are.
Yeah. It's like, oops, I left it in my file cabinet.
Next to important papers.
I was at work using my dildo. How crazy.
You don't know.
Abby, what's your take on it?
Everybody's got a story.
I just
don't bring your dildo to work.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I just don't think the dildo shows up there with good intentions. Yeah. I just don't see how that works, okay? So, you know, look, unless it's a Dame product, I don't see the reason for bringing your dildo to work. Because that's just not giving you the labia satisfaction that a Dame product would give. But outside of that, it just seems very, very unreasonable to bring it there.
That's the fourth time I heard the word Dame today. Two of them were from Caroline's mouth.
Cash that check. So here's the thing. When I look at this, I feel like it's almost a bit of a you're being sent to a file cabinet, which, by the way, okay, these days... Who's even got files? Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's old school.
Yeah.
So's the dildo.
And then there it is. And then, like, what? Like, oh, it's just at the top of the file cabinet?
Right.
Like, you know,
why isn't it
filed? That's what I'm saying.
Why isn't it filed under D?
Under D.
It's not between, D and E. Like, come on.
You should be in the D envelope.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Lauren looks particularly disgusted at the moment.
She's
What's going
upset.
On, Lauren?
I don't think she could order What's what happening? She wanted to.
No, I tried for Taco Bell, and by the time I was done my order, they were closed, and then I went in, I did a big Wendy's order, but I accidentally did it to my address instead of this address.
So cancel.
Cancel the order, Lauren.
No, I didn't put it through.
Okay.
I waited, but now I'm too lazy to put it through for us, and I figured, you know what? Just go upstairs and eat the egg roll.
You have an egg roll?
What's
upstairs?
In the egg
roll?
Yeah, there's egg rolls.
We got
upstairs.
Chinese food yesterday.
There's no egg rolls.
Just one egg roll.
I think I ate it.
Did you? Okay, God bless.
You ate it cold?
Wait, I have a question for Caroline.
Go.
So turning 60, this isn't like a question someone wrote in, but like, if you look back on life right now, like, what is something that you're bringing into 60 that you want to, I don't know,
share
with everybody?
Okay. It's a good question. I appreciate it. Being 60, it's a little bit terrifying, because I realize now I'm coming towards, I got a good 30 years left in me. All right. But 90, I could live to 90.
Mm. No.
Relax. Mid 20s.
25
not,
years.
But not if the aliens or the COVID.
Right.
Has,
I don't know about 30.
You know.
What would you negotiate, 20?
I'd give you 20 to 24.
20. Do you want me dead at 84? Is that what you're saying?
Guys, you're ruining the beauty of the question.
I'd say she lived a long life. Yeah, I'd say okay.
I'd say I got a solid 25 years left in me.
Yeah, I just
but when you think about that, I'm 60, and I say to myself, I only have 25 years left. And it's like, that's fucked up. All right? So I have decided that in my 60s, I'm going to try to be the absolute best version of myself I could be. And that is just to enjoy my life and live my life on my terms and just not give a fuck anymore. I'm tired of giving a fuck. Okay? And I realize that I have been a very good person all my life, and now it's my turn.
So you're it's the suck at 60s. Suck it. I'm doing what I want.
I'm doing what I want.
I like it.
My terms. My life.
If you could drop these mics, I feel like you'd drop it.
Done.
There you go.
I've earned it. I've earned my stripes to live my life on my terms. And that's what I'm going to do.
And the house is clean.
House looks awesome.
Guys, house's any really birthday clean. Wishes for your mom?
I'm going to live my life.
Al, I'm taking over.
I know. I see this.
She's reining it in. She's reining it in, Chels. Yep. Good for you.
Go ahead.
Albie, right. Any birthday wishes for your mother?
I hope that she... I would hope that mom, and it sounds like we're on that road, mom lives for her. Since my whole life, I have only seen her live for other people. Mm. Now, there's a bunch of rocks in the house.
Crystals.
And mom's really like, you know, so let your crystal flag fly if that's what you want. Okay. You want to hit, you know, you want a shaman. You want a Sherpa? Okay, let's Sherpa the shit out of this place. Okay, you want to hit a little Salem? Okay,
I gotta go to Salem. Okay.
We're talking about you Salem.
You
want to
do a little Salem action? Okay, a little ghost hunt, whatever you're trying to do. Okay, you want to? We were just dancing in the rain and the moonlight and stuff. Weird stuff's happening around here, but you know what? I'm about it because it's about that mom life, and I am very proud of my mother. Love my mother very, very much. I've been accused of being a mama's boy. How terrible! Okay. How terrible. I am very proud of that. I've got the best mom ever.
Lauren, what do you have to say to that?
I just wish I had a fried chicken sandwich.
Lauren.
I'm going to say that I think we heard the song several times today. I'm getting a phone call. Let it be. Mm. Whatever happens, happens. Roll with it.
I'm just rolling with it from now on. And I'm not going to worry about... You know, of course, I'll always my kids, my husband, my grandchild, they always will forever come first. It's in my soul. But I'm not going to worry so much anymore. And if you don't like me, then don't like me.
Mm.
No problem, friend. It's okay.
Yeah, that would have been a Half-Life tagline. If you don't like me, don't like me. No problem, friend.
And from this point on, you know, this is like 60s. Like, so I'm about to be 60 in like several years. But at that point, that's when... You make the choice whether you go uphill or downhill because right. You're getting older.
But I'll tell you what, I have never been more aware of being healthy and doing the right thing for my body. Mm. I am at the best weight I've ever been since I'm in my 20s.
You're a Stallone 60.
Yeah, I'm taking care of myself. I take vitamins.
Hey, look,
you know,
we're in a room. I'll tell you what, a dead ass. I was looking around just now. I looked. There's a Sirius XM poster of you right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are several covers here. Mm-hmm. You look better right now than any of these pictures.
Right.
I really do.
I think I am at the best point. Besides being in my 20s, I am the fittest and the best I've ever been.
Uncle Jamie doesn't like the color of your hair. You told me when you went to the supermarket.
Oops. I dig it, kind of. I would go back to
Lauren.
Tell me when you went to the supermarket.
I hate you so much.
I'll tell you what, though.
I'm happy with the gray.
No, it's nice. But
I hate you a lot.
Can I throw something at you? Can I throw some at you?
Good.
Okay. I'd love to see you do like a dull copper.
Al, shut the fuck up. You don't even know what you're talking about.
What is a dull copper, though?
Jamie wants me to put red again? In my hair.
Penny, a worn penny.
Here's what I would like.
Violet, which I know what he means.
Here's what I would like. I would like to see an ombre going from the back, richer than this, deeper, almost maybe even black.
Isn't
to
that
charcoal,
a hat? Ombre's
and then
a hat?
The gray just on the front.
Ombre's a hat?
And which brings me back to my theory. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay.
I like my hair the way it is, and that's the way it's going to stay.
Thanks, Lauren.
It's fine. I am very comfortable with myself. I am very happy with myself. I think for 60, I look pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Actually, Lauren said, you know what, Uncle Jamie? I completely agree.
I didn't say that. I actually disagreed. And also, the other day, we were doing cryotherapy with Chris's girlfriend. And I was like, Mom, are you going to do cryotherapy? And as I'm going in, like, to be skinnier because I'm, like, super fat right now, my mom's like, she goes, I don't need to do that because I'm in the best shape I've ever been. I'm the skinniest that I've ever been. And then, like, walked out to go shopping, like, so judgmental of me.
No, it wasn't.
And anybody else that had to do
it. No, first of all, you know, I don't like cryotherapy because I don't like the cold.
She read you for filth.
I have, over the past 2 years, made a conscious decision to take control of my health. And guess what? I did it. It wasn't easy. It wasn't fun. But you know what? I'm seeing the results. Again, back to it. Don't give a fuck. This is who I am. This is how I do it. You don't like it, don't like it.
Lauren, the expression on your face is priceless right now.
That's it.
Because then someone else, and when anyone else thinks that way,
Lauren,
she's like,
why are you wearing that?
Angry. This is my matching so my matching Victoria's Secret set.
Is it like for a bowling league?
No, I think it's cute.
It is cute.
I think it's super cute. It's like little. It looks like a little bowling shirt with shorts, silk.
I never got bowling shirt out of this. I just thought it was a cute.
It looks like a bowling shirt, but it's very cute.
Shorts.
I think it's very cute.
I'm trying desperately to think of something Lauren told me that I can out her.
You can't.
I'm trying desperate. Who can I get? Let me say.
And listen, I'm not afraid to own my age. I'm 60, and I'm fine that I look 60. I'm not trying to be 40.
No one judging you for looking 60.
That's my point. I look fabulous at 60. Mm. I don't have a fucking wrinkle on my face. There's not Botox. Nothing on my face.
I'm fucked.
You got a facelift.
I look great.
You got a facelift.
That's
you
your neck.
Got a face. Oh, I never had Botox or anything. Nothing. You got a fucking facelift,
Lauren.
Yeah, that's a neck lift, really.
Yeah, it was my neck.
My neck and half the face.
Lauren, look at my face.
You have good crow's feet. You don't have bad crow's feet. Everything from the
Lauren, you
the
get Botox?
Nose down.
You get Botox?
Yeah, I just recently started doing the last year.
Really?
On my 11, so between my eyebrows and up here on like my forehead. And then I did a little bit of my crow's feet, but then I decided to stop because I actually like those lines of the character.
Yeah, when you smile.
The character.
I'm fucked.
You should do Botox. You're starting to look old. You're starting to look like Freddie Prinze Jr.
Lauren?
Like,
who is stunning.
Yeah, but he's still good looking. But like now he's Freddie Prinze Jr., but old. And that's where you're getting.
What could we do right now?
This podcast will never see
the light of day. Which sucks. I feel like every podcast I've been on lately doesn't see the light of day.
We'll never see the light of day, this podcast.
Is this the real life?
Is this just fantasy?
Caught in a landslide.
No escape from reality.
Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anyway the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
To me.
Mama, just kill the man. Put a gun against his head. Pull my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun. But now I'm gonna throw it all away. Mama, ooh. as if nothing really matters.
Good night, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.